Hey guys, it's Tim from Tapes and Scales, and today we're doing another trade review, and it's going to be for DC Comics' The Last Days of Animal Man. I, of course, am Tim. You can find me on social media if you so choose to, at @Matt_Dog_Tim on the Twitters. We're on Instagram at Capes and Scales Podcast. We're on Twitter as the podcast at Capes and Scales. We're everywhere. If you find one, you find them all. Today, Animal Man. So Animal Man has never been a huge character of mine, though I've had interest in reading about him. I know the Grant Morrison stuff is pretty beloved, and I've liked the character when he appeared in 52. And they actually reference his appearances in 52, the series, not New 52, for those who are getting confused. And I really liked the callback here. So to start things off, here's your basic plot for Animal Man. In the not-too-distant future, Animal Man has gotten older. He is slowly discovering that his powers are fading. On top of this, he is having personal problems with his family and pushing them away. When two new supervillains appear with unique powers, can Buddy Baker stop them, let alone the League of Titans? So this would be a near future story where he's like, it's so funny to say it because he's going to be what, like 50-ish at most, and it's like superheroes don't age, so what year is this supposed to be? But there's nothing you can do about that. Comics kind of made that difficult in their unspoken rules, I suppose. Here's my bullet points. It's a very human story, touching on emotional topics such as loss and infidelity. Yeah, the loss thing is very tough, and just dealing with things when they change to such a drastic level. The infidelity is one of the callbacks to to 52, where he and Starfire had a romantic relationship budding, and he has, Starfire is part of the League of Titans, you know, part Titan, part Justice League. They picked really good characters for that, by the way. I really thought they chose clever characters to kind of be this merging of Titans and Justice League. But he has a past with Starfire, and, you know, Starfire has been portrayed in the past as having different emotional kind of cues, and I don't think she realizes, even at this point of being on Earth for so long, that she's going to kind of make some emotions come out of him while trying to console him. And neither of them are happy about it, not that they don't want it. It's a whole kerfuffle. And I'd also like to add in my bullet points that Micah Taya, I think I say your name right, your colors kind of have like a drab palette, which I think was smart. It raises the art up, showcasing effects and helping break up the chunky, at times, inks. The inks were heavy, and the colors really helped it. It wasn't these over-the-top colors. It wasn't bright. Nothing was bright. Everything was a little dingy, a little dark, but not like Frank Miller dingy. You know, it just felt very drab. It really did. Nothing was dire. It just wasn't anything great. But I think that was the important side of the story. I think the colors are very important in that respect. So let's break down everybody's scores. Your writer, Jerry Conway. I'm going to give him a 6.5. It's not a super inspiring story once it gets going, but it's a clever idea in whole. Your art by Chris Bautista, I'm giving him a 6. Inspired at times, other times, you know, just average. Your inker is Dave Mekas and Wayne Faucher. Faucher did 5 and 6, issue 5 and 6. They both get a 6. You know, run-of-the-mill stuff, a little too heavy at times, a little too heavy inking lines. Clem Robbins is your letterer. He gets a 6.5. Good job with the lettering, a little bit above average. Colorist, Micah Taya, he's getting a 7. He was kind of the all-star of this issue. The colors, like I said, really pulled the book up and gave it kind of a bleak feel when needed. And your cover artist is Brian Boland. And Brian Boland's getting a 6. It's a fairly basic cover. But Brian Boland, of course, is always great. So my final thoughts. This book was serviceable, but missing a few key ingredients to put it over the top. Buddy Baker acts like an ass, then instantly regrets his decisions, but does absolutely nothing to improve on them. His tactics and decisions ultimately entertain. There are callbacks to he and Starfire, like I said, when they were lost with Adam Strange out in space, and then Lobo showed up. It was a whole thing. It was a very nice touch. I love that they referenced that. Because at the time of this book, I feel like that would have happened maybe a year or two earlier, so it's kind of fun. Callbacks to villains are fun, although they are a little too successful for the power set they possess. I felt like the villains were just a little too successful too quick. I liked some of their power. I liked the one guy drains your blood. Pretty cool. I won't really spoil the other one because you'll be able to figure that one out as you're going. But just not quite what they were just too dang successful. And ultimately, Animal Man will win you back over by the end of the miniseries. And the potential of Animal Man as a character is pretty high. This title just doesn't take him quite high enough. So, serviceable book, good book, but not the best representation of Animal Man. I'm going to have to get in on that Grant Morrison stuff because I just know I'm going to enjoy it, and it's probably going to be the one I would point to and recommend. If you've never read 52, that book is pretty sweet as well. Please check that out. It's long. It was 52 issues, hence the name. It's a weekly series. And that's it, folks. Thank you for checking us out. You can check out our website, capesandscalespodcast.com. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can do it through Pandora. You can do it through Anchor. You can do it through Spotify. If you do it through those platforms, it does help the podcast the most. And just thank you for listening. Thank you for still sticking with us and being supportive and just always being there, no matter how mean we are to you. And more trade reviews coming before you know it. Thanks, guys.